prayers here for Brother Matthew. He's got the asthma's playing up on him again. I have to go to clinic just in a couple of weeks' time to see about it. So just let's bow our heads, our eyes closed. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can sing of your love. And we pray, Lord God, you'll help us to walk in that love, Lord, and help us to walk in the light as you're in the light, Lord. And help us, Lord God, to do the works of our Father, O God. Help us, Lord God, to do works of righteousness and holiness and show acts of mercy and kindness and compassion. Help us to be like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to be slow to anger and quick to forgive. Help us, Lord God, to realize, Lord, that you are a compassionate, loving, gracious Savior, and that we are the benefactors of your grace. Lord, knowing of our own selves that we have done nothing to merit it, nothing to earn your goodness toward us, but Lord God, it was unmerited, Lord. You favoured us, Lord, and you chose us. We want to thank you, Lord, for that this evening. We thank you, Lord, for soul salvation. We thank you for the knowledge of sins forgiven. We thank you, Lord, that we understand that you're a God who hears and answers prayer and a God who's concerned about our everyday living, Lord, and our everyday life. We just bring before you, Lord, all cares, worries and anxieties and lay them at your feet, Lord. Help us not to be carrying burdens around with us that we don't need to be carrying in the name of Jesus Christ, but help us always to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, he said, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take upon me, learn of me, and come unto me, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you don't put heavy burdens upon us. And we thank you, Lord, that you lift the burdens from off us. We just pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll help us, Lord God, to bring everything to you. As the hymn writer said, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you can bear the burdens, Lord. Many times we're too weak. Many times, Lord, we would struggle and fall under the load. But Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus Christ, you're the greatest strong one that ever lived, for you can take those burdens off us and carry them away into the sea of your forgetfulness. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, this evening that you'll bless our brother Matthew, Lord. And Lord, concerning this asthma, Lord, we pray, Lord, that it'll go from him in the name of Jesus Christ and give him perfect health in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Pray, Lord God, if there's anyone else in our midst that's needing a touch from you, Lord, that you'll touch them in their body, or even touch them in their spirit, Lord, touch them in their soul, Lord, quicken their innermost being in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord God, this evening that each of us, Lord, will just make the most of our time here. Lord, that we didn't come just to warm a chair, but Lord, that we'll pray and that we'll sing and we'll worship and we'll give you thanks and we'll praise and adore you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for of a truth, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, take away all tiredness and all fear of man in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord God, you'll loose our lips to extol your wondrous praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, put a song within our heart and fill us full of the joy of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, bless the pastors who comes and shares your word this evening. And Lord, just anoint them, Lord Jesus Christ, and bless the time of prayer and fellowship afterwards, Lord Jesus. Just we pray that the Holy Ghost will commune with us, Lord, for without your presence, Lord, there's no point in it. But Lord, we want the Holy Ghost to come and minister afresh to us again and break afresh to us the bread of life. And we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this fellowship, Lord. Lord, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord, I pray everyone will be touched. And I pray, Lord, for all the young people that come to this fellowship, Lord God, that you'll take a dealing with their heart. And Lord, let them realize the seriousness, Lord, that the coming of the Lord does draw nigh. And Lord, the seriousness, Lord, to die without Jesus Christ would be a terrible, terrible thing. And how sudden death can come. And Lord, we just pray, Lord God, that they'll learn these true life lessons, Lord, that they'll call on to you, Lord Jesus Christ, that they'll not want to live their life or go through their life without you. And Lord, think back, Lord, in our own lives, Lord, what a comfort it has been to be a Christian. Lord, what a great joy it has been, and what a comfort it has been to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is there, that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Lord, this world, Lord, will offer many things, Lord, many distractions and many so-called friends. And Lord, they're only enemies, but we just pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll give the young people wisdom, Lord, and discernment, Lord Jesus Christ. Not to go the way of the world. What the way? But just to follow hard after thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. 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 I'm going to have to get Tommy to come and sing because my voice is gone. Will you come and sing, Tom? I'm going to sing Upon Life's Boundless Oceans. Upon Life's Boundless Oceans, for Mighty Billows Road. I fix my hope in Jesus. Let's never finish all.
Praise the Lord.
Let's stand our feet and let's sing that one. Praise God.
Upon life's boundless ocean, where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, this anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, and storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon its mercy, and trust him more. I've anchored in Jesus, let storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, I'll fear the wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice is still the waters and bids the calm and cease. My pilot and deliverer, to him I often confide. For always when I need him, he's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I'll fear the wind or wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I'm anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and savior, in him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. My faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for fear of wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one this evening. Let's turn on our Bibles and we'll read one reading from Acts. I have lots of scriptures tonight, not many notes, but lots of scriptures. And I won't try and hold you too long. The Lord bless you, Brother Gary. It was really good to have Brother Andrew with us. I really enjoyed the ministry with Brother Andrew. And it's good to hear the Word of God, isn't it? Brother Brian, I don't know if he sent anybody else, but he sent me a thing of Duncan Campbell about revival. I don't know if he sent anybody else it. I'll maybe put it up on the church thing. But I was listening to a lot of it today, trying to listen it, and trying to listen to another sermon of Flesh and Red Light that was coming. But Duncan Campbell says that everybody said Duncan Campbell brought revival to Lewis. But Duncan Campbell said Duncan Campbell brought no revival nowhere. Says God brought it. Says Duncan Campbell had actually nothing to do with whatsoever. Duncan Campbell didn't even want to go to Lewis. But those two women had the vision. And they called for him and they sent him a letter. And he wrote them back to say, unfortunately, he wouldn't be coming because he had a big convention booked and he'd be going to it. And the messenger came back to the two wee women to tell them, and they said, don't worry one thing about it. He'll not be going to his convention. Everything will go wrong that he'll not get till it. He'll have a lot of trouble to keep him away from it, more or less. But he didn't get to the convention, but he came. And I tell you, want to hear how God moved. But God moved. And one of the most striking things in it was, for me anyhow, you might have something else. Everybody can look at something different, but they were having prayer meetings. They decided that they needed two nights waiting on God. They weren't even prayer meetings, what we would call prayer meetings. They were waiting on God. You waited on God. You maybe didn't pray or nothing. You just waited on God two nights. And they picked two nights and they waited on God. And they told this two wee women, well, they picked two nights and they waited on God. And the two wee women said, and then in the light of that, we'll stay on our knees two full nights. For I think it was from 8 or 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning. We'll not get off our knees two nights when revival come. And I tell you what, Brother Branham said, when God's people do things like that, God is under obligation to move. Under obligation to move. And I tell you, them was two powerful women that did that, praise God. But I'll send it on the thing and you can have a listen to it. It encourages you to listen to it. Let's turn tonight, one verse again tonight, same verse. Still haven't got out of chapter 1, but that's not important. Just some thoughts I want to share about Jesus ascending. Acts 1 verse 9. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. Let's bow our heads again tonight. If you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening and we'll certainly remember you in prayer. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Heavenly Father, we bow before you in the name that's far above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that we're privileged because we've been given a name that's above, far above every other name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. We thank you for your death, for your burial, for your resurrection. And we know that you're ascended up on high and you've given gifts to men. And you ever live it to make intercession for the saints. We thank you for the coming of the Holy Spirit. We thank you the Holy Spirit's been sent. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will be in this room tonight. And I do take the Holy Spirit right now by faith. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And pray for every hands raised, that you'll meet every single need in the name of Jesus Christ, that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. Father, meet every need of every man, every woman, whatever that need is, financial, physical, spiritual, meet every single need, we pray. Touch your brother Matthew from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus Christ, and have your way in our lives as we acknowledge you in all our ways. Know you'll direct our path. Bless each one here. Bless the nurses, the doctors. Move on every one of our children. Save every one of them. We pray, we ask for them. Lord, that you'll convict them and bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth in Jesus' precious name. Lord, strengthen Brother Andrew. Going back home and just bless him and wherever he would go, that you'll bless him and use him mightily. And bless Brother Brian as well and Brother Howard. And Lord, any of the brothers, Lord, what we're thinking about or anyone tonight, just bless them and have your way in each of our lives in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Yes, may be seated. Praise the Lord. I was trying to find something, but I didn't get finding it. Searched for it, couldn't find it. I do think it's in the message called The Flashing Red Light of His Coming, but I didn't get the chance to listen all of it. Been at work on a dump truck and getting in and out and different things. But Brother Branham says in one of their messages, the angels of God will sweep down and pick you up. But you know how it is when you're looking a word up, if you put it in wrong, it might come up. Exactly. But the Lord Jesus Christ here in Acts 1 verse 9 was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now last week I talked a bit about the 40 days and night. I want to talk briefly about Christ being glorified in this cloud. In Luke 24, 50-51, and he was led, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And I tell you, I know Brother John said this some time back, and it's true. We will not be flying to heaven. We're going to be taken. And the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, is carried up, taken up. And Brother Branham said, the clouds, the angels of the Lord will come down and sweep you up. And I tell you, we're going to go. And he's coming for his people. Now, we're living in evil days. We're in the last of the last days. And when you listen to that message, a flashing red light, if it's coming, I'll tell you what, he's hard in that message. He pulls no punches. He's tough on the women. He gives them it. The way they're dressing and everything, he goes really at it. And he apologizes in part of it. He says, I know that's rough stuff, but he felt led to say it. And then you think of the spiritual side of it. Think of the spiritual side. Woman, and there's the natural, but there's the spiritual, which is a so-called church, the woman. And we have clowns today in pulpits. And I tell you, Facebook and YouTube and all these places and different countries, I'll not mention no countries or names, but the clowns that's in pulpit and people flock to them. Flock to them. One boy, he brought a swimming pool into church and he preached a sermon sitting in a swimming pool. The same boy got his hair cut during the service and that was a sermon. These are the type of things that's going on. And then you have other ones and they're looking at £1,000 offering. God has told me you have to give £1,000. Now, God didn't tell me that, but they're saying that. Now, if you want to give £1,000, God bless you, but they're saying God's told them what they're to give. And the people runs and gives it. And they're using God, using God. And yet, William Branham said, missionaries with no shoes in their feet. I tell you, it's a disgrace. They don't have the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you that right now. And the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. The real, genuine Holy Spirit, the genuine article, will make you want to live like Jesus. I believe that. And you know, William Branham said when he preached in them foreign fields and the women were naked, he said when they received the Holy Spirit, the first thing they did was they covered themselves. They didn't go about naked, but there's definitely a spirit on people today, but it's not the Holy Spirit. It's an unclean spirit. It's a devil. It's an unclean devil. And it's in a lot of churches and a lot of places, and they don't want the truth. What Brother Andrew said last week's the truth. You go and preach from the book of Acts the way they preach it, and they don't want it today. It's not the truth. But we know that Jesus was taken and he's coming again. Matthew 17, verse 1 to 7. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, John, James, John, and his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us, excuse me, to be here. If thou wilt, let us make three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. A lot of people, there's been a lot of talk about the cloud at the end time. A lot of talk for it, a lot of talk against it. There's a lot of things said, but you cannot divorce from Scripture the happening of the cloud. This Bible is full of it. Amen. It's full of the appearing of the cloud with Jesus, and these disciples saw it. And Acts says, as he went, so will he come. Amen. That's what the book of Acts says. As he went up, so will he come. And I tell you what, there's truth in a lot of things, but there's truth in this cloud, isn't there? Amen. There is a genuine cloud of the Lord. And the cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud. So there was a voice come out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, and be not afraid. Now when we look at some scriptures that reveal the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the man, as he enters heaven to the Father's throne, Jesus was exalted. Exalted. You see, when you take this Bible, and when he first came, he condescended. He took a stoop, a mighty stoop, and he lowered himself lower than the angels, and he condescended, he came down, and he lowered himself lower than the angels, and took on him the form of a man.
That's how low he came, and he became obedient unto death. But now he gets glorified. And he will not be coming again to go on a cross. And he will not be coming again to have a crown of thorns on him. But the brow that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. And he's glorified. He's the glorified Lord Jesus. Not just the Lord Jesus, the man that walked here on earth, but he is the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost has been sent, the promise of the Father, to continue his work. Let me read you Psalms 24, verse 1 to 10. And I want to read some scriptures. And I could have did out maybe more things, but I didn't want to read you these scriptures. I want you to hear what they say. He enters as a king of glory here. Many people quote this psalm when they pray. Psalm 24, verse 1 to 10. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who have not lifted up a soul unto vanity or sworn deceitfully. And you know, maybe some people pray this thinking of themselves that they're good and all and they can do it. This is about the Lord Jesus. This scripture is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only man that can match this criteria. There is no other man that can match this, for all have sinned and all have come short of the glory of the Lord. But he never lifted up his hands. And all these things are true of him. And in the holy place, verse 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, that's Jesus, who have not lifted up a soul unto vanity or sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah, think on these things. That's what your wee word Selah means. Meditate, think upon what you're reading, think upon these things. And I tell you, when you think upon these things, you're going to be thinking about the Lord. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. See, lad, think on it. And I tell you, the King of glory has entered heaven. He is now the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's entered into heaven, entered into the glory. And I tell you, he came from the glory, he's went back to the glory. And he's the one, praise God, isn't he wonderful? He enters and sits down as king. Priest, Psalms 110, I won't take time to read it. You could read Revelations 3:21. He sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. This is the Lord of glory. Now, when you talk about sitting and you talk about the right hand, there's two things. The right hand's all power. All power. Didn't Jesus say, all power is given unto me of my Father? Amen? He said, you could do nothing against me except that you were given you to you, permitted from my Father. He couldn't do it. Only God permits it. And the devil can only do what God permits him to do. Amen. And who made the devil? God did. And he's only permitted to do what God lets him or permits him to do. But this right hand's the right hand of power. The right hand of authority. Amen. When you read Revelations, you read about seven stars in the hand of Jesus. The place of power, the place of authority, and the star is an angel, and an angel's a messenger, and there's seven messengers, one to each church age, and we're living in the last age. I'll tell you, these boys that has a swimming pool and they're playing about in it in church and getting their hair cut, and I wouldn't even tell you all the nonsense, but I'll tell you one thing, they wouldn't accept none of that. About seven messengers and seven stars. But they want people to suck in some brainwashed job. And God told them things. God never told them nothing. It's like Andrew said, it was true what Andrew said. How many people today do you hear that went to heaven for a trip? They went to heaven for a trip. I remember going to America in 91, and there was a fella in the platform, and I didn't know any of this, but they asked me to preach, and the Spirit of God fell on me, and the Spirit of God said, the man that was here last is a false prophet. But I said it. And I'll tell you, I wasn't popular for saying it, but I didn't even know who he was. But I said it anyhow. And then I come to find out there's a boy, and they'd all followed him, and Jesus came to play football with him. And Jesus came and appeared to him, and he played football with him, and he had a chat with him, and he says, now, Jesus, tomorrow, come you back to me at the same time. Now, I'll tell you, that's pure nonsense. I'll tell you, if you believe that, that's a false deception. The Bible says that we'll not see him after the flesh no more. That's what the Bible says. Now, you might have a dream or a vision, but I'm telling you, the Bible says if they tell you he's out in the chamber or in the secret place, believe it not. Amen. That's what it says. For as the lightning shineth out of the east unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. We're meeting him in the air. We're not meeting him down here. We're meeting him in the air. The Holy Spirit's been sent. And we're going to meet Jesus in the air, praise God. He receives the exalted name. His name's exalted. His name's far above any other name. There is no name like the name of the Lord. Philippians 2 verse 5 to 11 says this, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God, has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. His name tonight is above every name. People might say you're wasting your time coming to pray. You're not. When you come to pray and you tick upon your lips that name that is above every other name, and you begin to pray and you pray to God and talk to the Lord and use that name, I want to tell you, God answers. God will hear. Whatsoever things you do, do all in the name of the Lord. And the Bible says we are to ask what we will in that name, and we can have it. Verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. There's a wee fellow works with us, and every breath he takes Jesus' name in vain. And it's so disappointing, so disappointing. Every breath comes out of him where he's hears someone, it comes out of him. And I tell you, that's not a name that needs to be taken in vain, but it needs to be reverenced. Amen. And verse 11, that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In Acts 2, verse 33 to 36, therefore being by the right hand of God exalted. Now these are important, exalted. He's not just the right hand of God, but he is exalted. One of them other verses says, highly exalted. And having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost. He hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Verse 34. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. He's both Lord and Christ. He ascends far above all, above everything. Every demon, every principality, every power. The devil was kicked out and went down, but Jesus has went up. Amen. Jesus ascended, he descended, he ascended, and descended. The one that came down, in other words, is the one that went up. But when the enemy, God does with him what he will. But Jesus Christ went the whole way to heaven, and he's exalted far above all, ascended far above all. Let me read you Ephesians 4, verse 8 to 6. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But he also descended. First into the lower part of the earth. You realize that Jesus went into the underworld and he preached to them. He went down in and he preached to them. And he that ascended is the same also that ascended up far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Amen. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Jesus Christ. So when people say we don't believe, that's nuts for the day. When then they don't believe Jesus. The Lord Jesus gave these ministries. That's who gave them. Amen. To perfect his people, his saints, for the coming of the Lord. Look what it says. Till we all come into the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man, and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. And I tell you, that's exactly what's happening today. There's pulpits and there's big churches, but what are they preaching? What are they actually preaching? I can tell you there's a lot of them in American places and they're preaching nonsense. But people still flock to it. That doesn't mean it's a move of God or a revival. I tell you, I'll tell you another thing about that. I'm going to put it up, but you listen it. You go on listening and I'll put it up. But here's a remarkable thing. The minister said he could not get no young people to church. We could probably say the same. It's hard to get young people to church. Now, he had tried his evangelists. He had tried his programs. Everything. Every single thing. And these few fellows got together and he says, now you've tried the evangelists, you've tried this, you've tried that. Nobody's come in. Nobody's got saved. Hasn't happened. Now are you willing to try God? Now what do you think of that? I know that goes over all of our heads, but there's a truth in it. It is the truth. We can be doing things and we think we're doing it for God, but are we really doing it for God? Or are we just doing it? But they said, are you willing to try God? And they said, we're going to have a waiting meeting. No preaching, no praying. Just waiting on God. And they started to have the waiting meeting. And I tell you, when they started to have this waiting meeting, it wasn't long. And Campbell had the church closed up. And they said to him, you better come out here. Do you see this? Hundreds of people were waiting outside. And they were young people. They left the discos and the places where they were. The Spirit of God moved them. That's revival. Nobody went to preach to them. Nobody went to witness to them. Nobody brought them. But God brought them. God moved them. That's just like Noah's Ark. Do you honestly think Noah went out in a lasso and he captured the giraffe? And then how did he get them water buffaloes? Them things are like 2-ton weight. And then the hippos. How did he get them all? He didn't. God brought every one of them in. And I tell you, I believe that God needs to do it. We can't do it. But we can wait on God. We can pray. We can do that. And God's promised us he'll hear us. And God's promised us he'll answer us. Amen. And I tell you, God done it. Wonderful. The children coming in. Young people weeping, praying. And there's one of them women, do you know what she said? The boy was praying and one of the ministers says, I better go over here and lead him to the Lord, and get him fixed up quick and all. And she said, just hold your horses. Let him pickle in it. Don't believe them anywhere for a while. Let that boy feel the real conviction he's under for a bit. Leave him as he is. Leave him as he is. They weren't running to get him converted when he wasn't convicted. Now she says, leave him in it. And let God pickle him with conviction. But I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, that's what's wrong today. There is no conviction. Now, I can't get up here and produce it myself. It has to be God sent and God given. But we can pray for it to come. We can ask God to send it. Amen. And I tell you, this whole book of Acts, and this is only a few things before I even get into the book of Acts, what I want to say later on. But the real thing about the book of Acts was they did what God said. They waited before anything took place. They tarried. They had a tarrying meeting. And that's how the book of Acts started, with a tarrying meeting. The revival with that wee colored man started with a tarrying meeting. Tarrying meetings. But do you know, we're living in a world, the devil has all of us too busy. That's the truth. Now, I can be preaching to myself, it's true, but all of us can be too busy that we have no time. And if the minister said, or I said, or one of the brothers tell you what, we're going to have an extra tarrying meeting, who would come? People wouldn't even want to come. Because people today claim they want God, but they don't. How much do they want God? I tell you, these people wanted God. And I tell you, they were all night. And I'll tell you another thing. See, when there's revival, you see people talking about being burnt out, and they're burnt out, and the minister's burnt out, and everybody's burnt out. That doesn't happen in revival. Duncan Campbell says, when they lifted him to go to take the first meeting, the plan was they'd lift him, he hadn't eaten, and he was going to go and get his breakfast. He hadn't even had the breakfast. He was up from early morning. And they said, if you don't mind, brother, can you come to the meeting first? And he never got the breakfast or the dinner, whatever it was. Through to the next morning, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock the next day. Now, be honest with me tonight. If I come here on Sunday night and I held this till 9 o'clock, well, I'll tell you what, there'd be some complaints, wouldn't there? Quite right, because it would just be me. Or if somebody preaches on too long, people can't sit. But when God does it, you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying we need a prolonged meeting. We don't. But especially if God's not in it, you're wasting your time. But what I'm saying is, God was in this move of God. And 5 o'clock the next morning, nobody wanted to go home. That's a move of God. That is a real move of God, isn't it? But I tell you, we need a move of God, don't we? Now, I know we say that, and it's true. I don't believe it's wrong to say we need a move of God. But I'll tell you, I'm encouraged when I listen to that. Let me read you Hebrews 1. I'm going to read a few scriptures. Then I'm going to pray. I'm not going to talk too much more tonight. Hebrews 1, verse 3 to 14. Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than them. So, yet withal he lowered himself lower, but now he's been exalted. And he's far higher than the angels. The Lord Jesus Christ did something angels could never do and will never be fit to do. That was save you and me. He could save us. He could fill us with the Holy Spirit. And angels can't do that. But we know there's the ministry of angels. We believe in it. That God sends angels. And I believe every one of us has a special angel assigned to us. You might believe it, but I believe it. I believe we have an angel with us. And many times we're protected. We don't even know about it. And the Bible says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear the Lord. But the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 5, for unto him, for unto which of the angels said in any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Now here's the thing about it. We are never ever permitted to worship an angel. As people worship angels, they're false. We are never ever permitted to worship an angel. But the angels must worship the Lord Jesus. And we must worship the Lord Jesus. And even John, when it come to the opening of them seals, when John received it, and John wept, because the book was sealed with seven seals, and no one was found worthy to open it. And I'll tell you, an angel didn't open it, or just some ordinary man, but the Lion of the tribe of Judah opened it, and he prevailed. And John wept because nobody could open it, because that was the redemption book. Right there. And your name was in there. And it was right in there from before the very foundation of the world. God knew you. And God foreordained you to eternal life. Amen. And Jesus says, none of my loss that thou hast given me. And all that the Father give me will come to me. I tell you what, God's doing the work, isn't he? If God's not doing it, it won't be done. And off the angels. Look also, verse 7. And off the angel he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now he hated iniquity, but yet Satan was iniquity. He caused iniquity. He sinned even before the Garden of Eden. There was rebellion in heaven. We know that. And a third part of the angels followed him. And you know, even in Jude, there's angels reserved in chains of darkness unto the day of judgment. But I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ has been given a name above it all. And this scepter and the kingdom. And he loves righteousness, hates iniquity. Verse 10, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth and the heavens and the work of thine hands. That's why the Bible says all things are made by him. And without him was not anything made that's made. He is the beginning of the creation of God. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jehovah of the Old Testament, Jesus of the New. Amen. He's not just some third person of a Trinity, but he is God in flesh. God in flesh. And I tell you, he's exalted. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they shall all wax old as a garment. And as a vesture, thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit in my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are the heirs of salvation? So I tell you, God sends angels and messengers to minister to his saints. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? That they're sent to minister to his saints. And the Lord's above every one of them. But they're his. Hebrews 2 and 9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He sat down after he finished the work. Mark 16, you can read it. Hebrews 10. Revelations 1. Let me read you Revelations. Then I'm going to come to close. Revelations 1 verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things that must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. God gave it unto him. So every single thing is coming from God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not receiving something second hand some other way. It's coming from God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it is instructed to the angels. That's why you have seven angel messengers. And they have a message from the Lord. Now I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters. We know the seventh angel has a message. We know that. And it is an important message, and people might not believe it. And I know 99.9% of the denominations don't believe it and want nothing to do with it. But that does not change the fact it's real. It does not change the fact it's scripture. And it's in this book for a reason. And this angel gave it to John. John received the revelation. And these revelations were sealed up to the end time. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Revelation 10:7, the mysteries of God shall be finished, declared, made known. We are living at the end time. God's done it. God has done it. The coming of the Lord's at hand. Look, Warren, look, the president over there in America is doing whatever the best he can. But you heard 30 weeks ago there was basically peace, but there's not peace. They're still fighting away. Bombing and all the rest of it. You see, because the Bible says, when they shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction will come on them. Sudden destruction will come on them. And I'll tell you what, and I'm not saying anything against Trump, because Trump's done a lot of good stuff. But you see his spiritual advisor. Have a look who it is. Have a look at a spiritual advisor. And I'll tell you what, you'll get your eyes opened. Our spiritual advisor, God never chose women in the Bible in this fivefold ministry. They were always men. And I'll tell you another thing, there's no women angels. You don't find that either. So a lot of stuff that goes about, it's not from God. But people will suck it up and they'll believe it and they'll have it. And we have a country and a world full of women pastors. There's no such thing. It's not scriptural. But they have it and they love it. They love it. The Bible says they love it. And they call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. They love it. And that's the age we're in. We're in Laodicea. Laodicea. I will do what I want. That's what it is. People's rights. It's not the age we're in. But we believe the word of God. Back to the book. Amen. The way God had it. The way God did it. Jesus is crowned with glory and honor. He's given the oath of Melchizedek. Swear by an oath that by two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, that we might have strong consolation. Two immutable things. I'm going to have to close. I wrote this down. The name above every name. That's the name of the night. Brothers and sisters, when you come to pray tonight, don't misunderstand me. I know God's used many women, masonries and different things. I believe there's great women of God. I believe that. But I do not believe they can take part in a fivefold ministry. I believe it's not scriptural. And then we have people don't even believe in the fivefold ministry. And it's all there. But we need the word of God. We've got the word of God. Isn't that right? Let's take that name tonight. Let's pray and let's believe God. Pray that God will move us. Amen. I'll tell you what. We talk about the world needing moved. God's people need moved. God's people need moved. Amen. I'll tell you, there's a lot of armchair stuff these days. They're preaching, but there's no effort to God's work, really. But we need to seek the Lord, don't we? Let's come tonight. Let's really pray and believe God, that God will move. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you for your mercy, for your grace. For your love and truth you've shown toward each one of us. Father, we thank you tonight for the word of God. Your word is truth. Lord, we know that, Lord, as we heard on Sunday, deceivableness of all unrighteousness going about. But we thank you that you said ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. My sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. I pray you'll bless your people tonight in this room and everywhere. Your true people, bless them, strengthen them. Lord, for our loved ones that's not saved, we ask you for them, that you'll speak to them, that you'll move them, that you'll save them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, have your way in our midst. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our homes. Help us to live a life worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you're coming again. And just as you're ticking up, you're going to come. And we're going to meet you in the air. Lord, we pray, Father, that you'll help us to be the men and women of God that you want us to be. In Jesus' precious name. Touch everyone in this room tonight. Bless the services that lay ahead. Lord, we need your help. We want your help. We seek your help. We ask for it. We desire it. And we pray the Holy Ghost will move amongst us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Praise God.